WTAW News Time is 5 after 7, 71 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A Brazos County jail inmate who died more than 3 months ago committed suicide, according to the Travis County Medical Examiner's Office. Dennis Brown of Madisonville was being held on capital murder charges in the deaths of Noelle Devon and her father, Mac, in April of 2014. Sheriff Chris Kirk says the autopsy report concluded Brown hoarded a prescribed medication for a health condition and Brown intentionally took too much of the drug amitriptyline. Residents of College Station's last predominantly black neighborhood got the protection they sought from developers of student rental housing.
The city council unanimously voted to ban new construction of multi-story homes in the McCullough subdivision located south of the Lincoln Recreation Center. Carolyn Walden, among 10 speakers who did not want her neighborhood to go the way of others, taken over by multi-story homes with the nickname of Aggie Shacks.
Over the last few years, we have seen the community of College Hills, Park Place, Washington Chapel disappear. And with it, culture, traditions, relationships, and religion all gone up just like that. Vanished.
Councilwoman Blanche Brick said the request to limit construction to single-story, single-family homes was important to protect the neighborhood's cultural infrastructure.
It was pointed out it may be a low-income community with no sidewalks, but it certainly has the highest esteem of most communities that I know in this city.
More than 60% of the homes are owner-occupied. Some have lived there more than 70 years, and there are third and fourth generation families in the neighborhood. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
We're still about 2 years away from seeing a Papado's restaurant in College Station. The city's economic development director says demolition on the former Scott and White Clinic on University is supposed to start by the end of November. The city council last night approved an agreement with the parent company that calls for the restaurant to open by the end of February 2018. The city is moving drainage away from the building at a cost of $127,000. A high-speed bullet train between Houston and Dallas now has a proposed route, but developers still have to overcome opposition from a variety of sources. The Texas Central Railway was among the topics raised by state lawmakers at last week's Chamber of Commerce Economic Outlook luncheon. Senator Charles Schwertner, who represents 5 of the 11 counties where it would operate, fought against it during this year's session. He says if TCR gets it built and they run out of money, there are enough votes in the legislature to keep the trains running.
And there's 40 representatives out of Dallas-Fort Worth and 40 in Houston that will keep that train running.
Federal officials have confirmed the train can run along high-voltage power lines. TCR officials say an environmental review is now underway to analyze numerous alignments in order to minimize impacts on communities. Brazos County State Representative Kyle Cassell has been named to represent the Texas House on an advisory council addressing rural health and economic development issues. Cassell says this will help him promote legislation in future sessions.
I have had been very fortunate as one of the only ag producers in the legislature these days that, you know, you're honored and you're scared at the same time, because when you talk ag policy, everybody listens, and I'm honored that the speaker has given me the opportunity to continue that down that path.
Speaker Joe Strauss, who appointed Cassell, says the council is housed at the Texas Department of Agriculture and works in coordination with the Office of Rural Affairs. The Texas Transportation Commission has authorized paying for more than $11 million of highway projects in the Bryan District. The list is on our website at WTAW.com. Also online is next week's schedule of town hall meetings. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan will have in Grosbeck, Cameron, Buffalo, and Franklin. And a third online story has the background of a former Milam County Extension agent who will be posthumously inducted into the National 4-H Hall of Fame. Chris Holcomb retired in 2001 after 35 years as the agent for Family and Consumer Sciences. WTAW News Time is 9 after 7. It's 72 degrees. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Just a corner away from Aggieland, Colwell Banker, Agtown Realtors. Find Colwell Banker, Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400.
Big doings going on at Peach Creek Vineyards. They've got their tasting room opened up, so now you've got more room for you to go out and go with your friends and enjoy fine local wines. Now, the grand opening is actually going to be September the 6th. That's Sunday week. But it's opened up and ready for you to enjoy. By the way, today is a wine and cheese fundraiser. Actually, it'll be this evening from 6:30 until 9:30, benefiting the American Cancer Society. There'll be a silent auction and raffle and live music at Peach Creek Vineyards for you to enjoy. Now, also, they've got a pavilion there, and if you become a member of their wine club, then you can rent the pavilion at a special price, and you can get some other good deals from them at Peach Creek Vineyards, so find out more about that. The regular hours are Fridays from 1 until 5, and Saturdays from noon to 6, and Sundays 1 to 5, but it's available, the facility's available other times as well. And if you just want to get in touch with them at peachcreekvineyards.com, they'll be glad to tell you all about that. Don't forget, still hot out there. Their wine slushies always available at Peach Creek Vineyards, an opportunity for you to enjoy their wines and also have a cool drink at the same time. So, for more information, contact Peach Creek Vineyards at peachcreekvineyards.com.
This commercial is about high-speed internet. If you have high-speed internet and you are happy with your service, then you don't need to listen. If you're unhappy with your service, don't have high-speed internet, or can't get high-speed internet, then this commercial is for you. Starfire has high-speed internet available virtually anywhere, virtually everywhere. Whether you live in the country, city, or anywhere in between, Starfire Satellite can provide you with the high-speed internet you've been looking for. With several different packages to choose from, Starfire can help you find the right one for your home or business. Call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215 or 1-800-432-DISH. That's 1-800-432-DISH. Call today and start surfing the web at high speed tomorrow. Call Starfire at 776-2215 or 1-800-432-3474 for details.
Calls us her dynamic duo. We turn off lights that aren't being used and other stuff. She says we're saving the planet, but we know we save her gobs of money too. It's cool being superheroes. We're saving energy by turning things off. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
It's 7:12. Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norma G Tractor. Go to normagtractor.com.
It looks like an area of high pressure will dominate our weather right into the weekend. As the work week comes to a close today, we're partly to at times mostly sunny. It'll be a hot one with a high near 98. Skies are clear for the overnight with a low near 72. On Saturday, there'll be a mix of sun and clouds with a high around 96. We're clear to partly cloudy Saturday night, low 72. And during the day on Sunday, there'll be more sunshine with a high near 94. I'm meteorologist Steve Lavoie for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We're going to get your high school football report for the start of football season. Les Snook, who actually started off last night. We'll get you more on Johnny Manziel, who's probably going to have to miss the last two practice games of the season due to a sore elbow. And then we've got volleyball and track and field and all kinds of stuff going on with A&M in sports at about 7:50.
All right. New study finds that lack of sleep does not impair a surgeon's ability.
I'd rather not be the study subject for that.
I'm not understanding why they're trying to tell us that.
Yeah,
you know?
Why even?
I don't even want to think about that. Not a good thing. Not a good thing. Hey, did you see Lucille Fleming throw out the first pitch at the Rangers game?
No.
Okay. Lucille's 103.
Oh, my gosh, Lucille.
103.
Did she throw a strike?
Well, she did pretty well. I mean, okay. when you consider some people and how they do once they get out there.
Yeah.
What's kind of amazing is she did that this week, but she recovered from a serious hospital visit in which she died for 3 minutes.
Holy cow.
Yeah, yeah. Matter of fact. So when the Rangers found out about it, they said, here's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to toss out the pitch. She did that on Wednesday.
Cool. Okay, that's just pretty awesome.
It is pretty cool. They had saw the video of it. They had her in a Rangers jersey and all that stuff, and got to hold on to that.
Five foot nothing, 100 and nothing.
Yeah. And threw the ball. So there you go.
That's awesome.
It's not a bad thing at all. So we were mentioning this. Donald Trump has once again put the rumors to rest about his hair. And, you know, Donald just wants people talking about him, and it works. He was in South Carolina yesterday, invited a random person from the audience to yank on his hair. He defended his hair, attacked the New York Times for a front-page report on his adversarial relationship with the Spanish language media during the rally as well, took issue with the opening paragraph of the Times story that detailed how a Hispanic radio host had nicknamed Trump El Hombre del Peluquin, I guess, man of the toupee. So that's why he said, lady, come up here and yak on my hair. So she did. And
that whole thing with the dust up with him and that reporter was stupid.
Well, it was. I like the audio of him. Sit down.
Oh,
sit
I do too.
Sit down.
Sit down.
One, you went out of turn. Two, he didn't ask a question.
I think it was Jimmy Kimmel who did it. Brilliant. The guy is really, really smart. Somebody apparently shot video of three dogs standing up watching that. And when he says sit down three times, three of the four dogs sat down.
That's awesome.
It was just great. He's a brilliant guy.
But love that was, it.
Yeah, and you know, it makes sense. Pretty easy to do. All right, so let's say that you got $130,000 sitting around.
Okay.
Sure, why not? Consumer Reports says they now have a perfect car. There is a perfect car out there. Except the fact that it costs $130,000.
It's not perfect for me.
No,
okay.
It's the Tesla Model S, the latest model of the electric car, got a perfect score, the first one ever given out by the magazine, which says it seems like a car from another planet. And so there you go. It's
well, what's so perfect about it?
Well, it gets the equivalent of 87 miles per gallon.
Oh, okay.
Which is not bad.
Not bad.
No, the magazine didn't like the car's interior, which it decided was a bit too austere with few creature comforts for the high cost that you're shelling
out. It keeps it lighter. That's why you get 86 miles to the gallon.
Probably exactly right. Now, you know, the deal is when something goes wrong, they just bring you another one, okay, while they fix yours. They bring a mechanic. There's one that I've seen one in town. Actually, a guy in my neighborhood has one. And they bring the mechanic, and the mechanic brings another car, and then he takes your car away.
I've seen. Is it black? Because I see that one all the time.
Yeah, there's a few. Actually about four in town that I guess I've seen. One of them I'm driven by a student, okay? I'm just saying.
Oh,
Get
out of here. Yeah.
All right, so have you ever heard of the cheerleader effect? The cheerleader effect.
Well, no. Maybe. I don't know.
The brilliance of How I Met Your Mother has finally been proven by science. It was really only a matter of time. If you watch How I Met Your Mother, then you're familiar with the cheerleader effect. This is a theory that's put forward by...
It's got to be Barney.
Barney, yeah. By Barney. I don't know who these people are, but it's fine.
Patrick Harris.
Oh, okay. Stating that people who are more attractive when they are surrounded by friends. And guess what? A recent study in Psychological Science found when we visually take in a group of people at once, the participants in those pictures of 100 people, let's say, They showed it to 100 people. They asked them to rate the attractiveness of the people in there.
Oh, yeah. I remember this episode.
Okay. Sometimes the person being rated was in a group. Sometimes the person was cropped to be alone. Almost every time when they were alone, they were not deemed to be as attractive as when they're in a group. So, thus the cheerleader effect.
Yeah. It's a pretty funny episode of the show.
Never heard of the cheerleader effect, but there it is. Now,
Hank Williams Jr. was right. Hank, or was wrong.
How's that?
Because the best-looking girls don't have real ugly friends.
Oh, well, that's a good point. Now, what is it that individually makes you attractive? I mean, everybody thinks they have a best feature. You know, maybe your nose, maybe your eyes, maybe your smile, whatever it is. In fact, they've done research at the University of Lethbridge in Canada.
Oh, okay.
A beauty, eh?
It's your eyebrows. Your eyebrows are very significant. In a recent study, this is what they did. Researchers showed people 25 images of celebrities without eyebrows. Okay? I think, right.
Followed well, that just by, looks weird.
Followed by 25 images of celebrities without eyes. Participants were able to correctly identify 56% of the celebrities shown without eyes, but only 46% of the celebrities without eyebrows. The findings then, brows are more important than your eyes if you want to make a lasting impression.
Very interesting.
Who would have thought that?
But I think they also make your eyes look one way or the other. You know what I mean? Yeah. They affect that whole area of your face.
Sure, they frame,
more so.
They frame your face.
Right.
I don't think there's any doubt about
it. You know, just take a look at a pretty lady and then look at Abe Vigoda. He's got two caterpillars or one long one.
I was thinking that just a little while ago.
I will come in there.
Yeah,
I will do it.
That Abe Vigoda is exactly what you think
of. That's the barometer of the opposite end of pretty.
Well, yeah, that's probably right. Okay. Chelsea, do you know who Abe Vigoda is?
No.
Okay.
Everybody, most that are listening do.
Okay, but yeah, but in some cases they don't.
He's so fish.
I'm just, yeah, if you ever watch Barney.
Barney Miller.
Barney Miller.
Nope.
No, okay. And he was in the Godfather, but
yes.
Then a lot of those people.
Okay,
A lot of those people were in the Godfather. All right. Anyhow, I have a story on eyebrow razors in the next half hour.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, do you know TV Judge Joe Brown?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you know that he went to jail?
No.
Went to jail yesterday afternoon.
Joe.
Well, here's the deal. He began serving a five day term, behind bars for contempt of court. Ironically enough, on March 15th of 2014, while representing a client in court, Judge Brown challenged the authority of a juvenile court judge, who then ordered him to be arrested for contempt, released on his own recognizance, as you can imagine, because he's a judge and a TV star. And that case had been pending because he had appealed, and it went all the way to the Tennessee Supreme Court that ultimately declined to hear the appeal. So TMZ says Joe was acting as a lawyer in March of 2014, representing somebody in a child support case. When he showed up in court, the clerk informed him he had no record of the case. He apparently lost it and started screaming a la Al Pacino in the courtroom. Enough said. That's it.
Okay.
Al Pacino screaming.
That was very nice.
Hello.
Hey, on that eyebrow thing, does that mean those girls with their eyebrows sponsored by Nike are the most athletic?
I don't know. That could very well be the case. I hadn't thought about that. Yeah. Marketing is everything, right?
Yep.
In right time, right place.
In Texas, we like everything big, and there's no bigger selection of Texas gifts and home decor than at the Texas Trading Post. TXTraders.com is your local online superstore for everything Texas, from corporate gifts to apparel and more. And Texas Trading Post has a big selection of Aggie merchandise without the big prices, including Aggie baby gifts, apparel, accessories, kitchenware. Texas Trading Post. We're serious about fun Texas stuff. TXTraders.com.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You know, we all want to get the best price for things we buy, but I would argue that what's really important is getting the best value. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we're all about value. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so getting a great price is easy. But we go beyond that to offer you the kind of expertise and advice you deserve and that you should expect. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station. At W.E. Gibson, we make insurance better.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
News Talk 1620, WTAW 724. Okay, while we're on eyebrows, it's always fun to fly on JetBlue because you never know what's going to happen. Two women arrested after a scuffle broke out at the JetBlue flight from Jamaica to New York City. Authorities say the plane was taxiing to the gate when 61-year-old passenger Jean Ballantyne tried to climb out of her window seat over the top of 52-year-old Mary Kennedy. So we got a 61-year-old and a 52-year-old. Well, that's when Mary allegedly pushed her away. So Jean then punched Mary in the face.
Oh.
Then a male passenger tried to break it up. Gene allegedly slashed him with an eyebrow razor.
How did that get on the airplane?
Good point. Then cops say that Mary broke out the pepper spray and used it on Gene.
Can you bring pepper spray?
No, I don't believe so. Yeah. She was arrested on assault and weapons charges. Mary was arrested for bringing pepper spray on the plane.
Where were they coming from?
This is Jamaica to New York.
See, I'm betting then...
Partying.
Well, security probably wasn't as tight in Jamaica.
Yeah, that's probably right. So there's two things you should never allow, of course, on a flight. That's assault and pepper spray.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. Just saying.
Really?
I like
you're giving me a hard time for Abe Vigoda, and you're throwing that out?
I just thought I'd try that. Yeah, sneak a little joke in. All right, let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them for yourself. They're at Action Sports 202 Holloman Drive East, or you can click actionsportstx.com. Here we go. Same deal going on. High temperature today, probably about 94 or so. Low temperature tonight, once again, very pleasant, about 72 or so. And then we'll continue with those temperatures, kind of warm in the during the days, but it's cooling down each night, so that makes it rather pleasant. And right now we're looking at 72 degrees out there.
Get 13 grand total savings on F-150s, 250s, and 350s at College Station Ford Lincoln. 13 grand! You may have noticed all the hot pink plates driving around town. That means someone just saved thousands at College Station Ford Lincoln. And you can save 13 grand on 2015 F-150s, 250s, and 350s at College Station Ford Lincoln. And if that's not good enough, get 0% for 72 months on all new 2015 Fords, cars, trucks, and SUVs. Find out more at collegestationford.com. Huge truck sales this summer have earned us extra trucks from the factory, along with extra incentives. 13 grand total savings on F-150s, 250s, and 350s only at College Station Ford Lincoln. Plus, all F-150s come with a 5-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Take a free ride today with 0% for 72 months at College Station Ford Lincoln. collegestationford.com.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
An investigation into Solyndra, the bankrupt solar panel company, has revealed even more corruption than was previously known. Now let's review what we already know about the company that defines crony capitalism. Solyndra's leaders were big fundraisers and bundlers for Obama. In return, they were awarded the regime's first clean energy loan. They ended up bankrupt, costing the taxpayers $500 million and putting hundreds of people out of work. The top officials, Obama's cronies, did not pay the price, though. They still made out like bandits. And we now learn that Solyndra execs repeatedly lied to federal officials about the company's health. They omitted key information when applying for government loans. The federal investigation says that Solyndra company leaders engaged in a pattern of false and misleading assertions to get the money. For instance, they told the government they had firm contracts to sell over $2 billion worth of panels. Complete lie. At the time, prospective buyers were complaining about the high cost of the solar panels, and they were making side deals to buy them at huge discounts. Unfortunately, the investigation conducted by the Energy Department Inspector General and the FBI most likely will not matter at all. And that's because earlier this year, the Department of Justice decided they weren't going to prosecute Obama's friends and money men for lying to the government. Now, if you lied and defrauded the government of millions of dollars, you'd do serious time. These guys won't. They are Obama's cronies till the end. Fall guys that don't have to take the fall.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Say, folks, if you own a bunch of land and you've been out caring for it, you don't need me to tell you how hot it is this time of year. But I do want to let you know that my good friends at Mahindra Tractors are turning the heat up with the hottest deals of the year, like nearly $6,000 cash back. Or you could pay zero for your brand new Mahindra with zero down, zero payments, and zero interest until 2016. And you will still enjoy the protection of Mahindra's industry-leading 5-year warranty. So hurry over to Mahindra's Red Tag Sale for red-hot deals on the world's number one selling tractor. And while you're there, be sure to test drive Mahindra's all-new Impact off-road vehicle, too. Visit MahindraUSA.com for details.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normandy, or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. The real estate market is booming. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggieLandRealEstate.com.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 731, 71 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. No more student rental housing, nicknamed Aggie Shacks, can be built in College Station's last black neighborhood.
It's not just a neighborhood. We're just one great, big, loving family, and we want to keep it that way.
Reverend A.C. Clark, among 10 speakers who told the city council they wanted protection in the McCullough neighborhood south of the Lincoln Recreation Center.
We are an area where we take care of our families. We have three and four generation of families that live in our community. We have churches that's been there forever.
Councilman James Benham decided to support the request after hearing the neighborhood has third and fourth generation families, and some have lived there more than 70 years.
I can only imagine how incredible it is to live near your pastor and him actually know all your business. I was trying to wrap my head around that. Because when you go in to tell him what you did, he already knows.
Benham told the residents they were sacrificing an average $100,000 per lot by not selling to developers. Then he told the crowd to get together next year and as one group go to the appraisal district to appeal their property valuations. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The College Station City Council has entered an agreement with Papa's Restaurants regarding the conversion of the former Scott & White Clinic on University into a Papado's. The city will spend $127,000 towards relocating drainage away from the building. The city's economic development director says Papa's plans to begin demolition within the next 90 days. Papa's design process typically takes a year. That would leave about 18 months for construction to be completed by the city's deadline of the end of February in 2018. A Madisonville man accused of capital murder in the deaths of a Bryan woman and her father last year took his own life while being held in the Brazos County Jail. Sheriff Chris Kirk says autopsy results of Dennis Brown concluded he overdosed on a medication he was prescribed to take for a health condition but was secretly hoarding. Kirk says the Travis County Medical Examiner's Office determined Brown died of intentionally taking too much amitriptyline. Brown says Brown was awaiting trial on charges. He set a Bryan home on fire in April 2014, killing Noelle Devon and her father, Thomas Mack Devon. The developers of a high-speed bullet train between Houston and Dallas were recently notified by the Federal Railway Administration that it can be built along high-voltage power lines. While the Texas Central Railway conducts an environmental review as part of finalizing its alignment, there continues to be opposition. Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwertner, speaking at last week's Chamber of Commerce Economic Outlook Luncheon, expects the privately funded TCR to ask for public money.
They're already looking for various federal programs that augment their financing. And there's not a high-speed rail in the world other than one in Japan that actually is financially self-sufficient.
Schwertner says the trains don't provide an economic benefit to affected landowners in 11 counties, of which five are in his district.
They sell this TCR to the people of Senate District 5 saying, well, economic development, but you can't have it both ways. You can't have high-speed transportation between Dallas and Fort Worth, no stops, and economic development with a stop at every town along the way, Madisonville and Centerville and Bryan College Station.
Schwertner says if TCR gets it built and they run out of money, there are 40 House members from Houston and 40 more from the Dallas-Fort Worth area that will vote to keep the trains running. More than $11 million of highway projects in Brazos, Madison, and Milam counties funded by Proposition 1 money approved by voters last year are another step closer to starting. The Texas Transportation Commission approved contracts yesterday that includes almost $1 million of improvements to University Drive and College Station from Texas to Taro. $1.6 million will be spent on repaving Highway 21 from Highway 47 east to the railroad tracks. More than $3 million will be spent on widening 21 east of Midway, and more than $5.5 million will be spent north of Rockdale to rebuild FM 487 to the Bell County line. Texas House Speaker Joe Strauss has appointed Brazos County State Representative Kyle Cassell to a 9-member advisory council addressing rural issues. Cassell says this will help him communicate with his urban counterparts in the legislature.
I'm sure I'm going to find some policies and some grant opportunities that I didn't know were out there, and we'll see the net benefit not only for the rural communities, but how that will affect urban communities, especially ones that are such close neighbors. You look at, you know, in my opinion, Waller, I mean, you have rice farmers right there next to one of the largest cities in the country. You know, making sure those relationships and the representatives understand the importance of that agricultural product.
The council works with the State Department of Agriculture and the Office of Rural Affairs to develop policies that promote health care, infrastructure revitalization, and workforce development. Four stops are scheduled next week by Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan throughout the 17th District. He will be in Grosbeck next Monday, in Cameron on Tuesday, and in Buffalo and Franklin next Thursday. Locations and times are on our website at WTAW.com. Texas A&M AgriLife officials in College Station have announced a former Milam County Extension agent is entering the National 4-H Hall of Fame. Chris Holcomb will be posthumously inducted in October during National 4-H Week. After 13 years as a 4-H member in Travis County, Holcomb spent 35 years as the Milam County agent for Family and Consumer Sciences, a post that is currently held by her daughter-in-law, Micah Holcomb. There's more information on our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 71 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Learn about tree and land conservation, wildfire prevention, and emergency response at the History in the Making Texas A&M Forest Service exhibit, now open at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. For more information, visit bush41.org.
Hi, I'm Carl Walthall from Superior Air Repair, home of the 8-to-8, same great rate. It's hot outside. Now is a great time to get your air conditioner working at top performance, or it may be time to replace it. At Superior, we're offering 0% interest for 60 months with approved credit on any new comfort system. That's 5 years, zero interest, right now at Superior. Start saving money by calling us at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR. I'm Carl Walthall, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Skyline Communications presents Two-Way Radio for Business and Industry. Forget the brick radios of the past. Our full-featured units are lighter and smaller. Your cell phone can even access your radio fleet. Skyline Communications, Two-Way Radio, a better way.
Brazos Valley weather forecast at 7:39. Brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
As we head into the weekend, we're going to have plenty of sunshine with temperatures in the mid-90s. Wrapping up the work week today, we'll have partly to mostly sunny skies with a high between 95 and 100. It'll be cleared for the overnight, low 70 to 75. On Saturday, there'll be sunshine and passing clouds with a high temperature near 95. And the outlook for Sunday calls for more sunshine with a high temperature right around 95. This is staff meteorologist Steve Lavoy for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Not wanting to put him out there against Chicago, I could see he'll just be down for the next two.
That's Mike Pettine, the head coach for the Cleveland Browns, and Johnny Manziel probably not going to play the rest of the preseason. We'll have more on that. The start of high school football season, Major League Baseball, and more Aggie stuff coming up here in about 12 minutes or so.
There you go. Chocolate Thunder passed away yesterday.
Daryl Dawkins.
He's only 58 years old. Story is, it is Stevie Wonder who nicknamed him Chocolate Thunder. The deal is, I mean, now it happens, but you got to remember, this is a guy who was drafted out of high school, straight out of high school, and that was back in 1975. I mean, that wasn't done. It really was not. And he was the fifth overall pick, I think. Played for 15 years. He's only 58 years old. So, all right, coming up in a couple of minutes, the Oxford English Dictionary has new words and phrases for us. What a shame.
It's always exciting.
Well, you know, it's just... I guess it'd be interesting to go back and see what kind of words they were adding 30 years ago as opposed to some of these that we've got here today, which is sad.
Or if they were equally as offensive to that generation, looking back on it, going, those are just stupid.
Yeah, good point. That's true. Anyway, we'll do those in a minute.
It's a damn rock and roll music.
That's right, those hippies and all those that loud music and busting up your eardrums. What's the healthiest city in U.S. America?
Ooh.
Healthiest city in U.S. America.
Denver.
Let's see. According to 247wallstreet.com.
Apparently not.
No. It's not some nature-crazy outdoor place like Colorado. The healthiest city is Auburn, Alabama.
What?
That's what it says here.
That's a lie.
I'm not sure. Well, just by Josh, we're going to call them. Each city was ranked based on overall health. The outcomes, including the length and the quality of your life. Also considered in the list were factors like that would influence that outcome, like healthy behavior, clinical care, social and economic indicators, and physical environment. Again, we're talking Alabama here.
Yeah.
I've been to Auburn. It's been a while, but, it's an okay town, but I wouldn't necessarily think it's the healthiest city in America.
Well, and I just think it's besides Mississippi and West Virginia, those are the two most obese states in America.
Yeah,
Alabama ranks in, like, the next highest category.
I guess this just happens to be a little enclave of health that they've got right there going on.
It doesn't surprise me that it's in the South, though. I think just the slower way of life, maybe people... tend to hang around a little bit longer.
Well, that's the other thing. See, now, if you're out there jostling your body around, like, you know, jogging and biking and stuff, cycling.
Oh, it's so hard on your body.
That's right.
What are you doing?
See, you could hurt yourself.
Just
sit
on the front porch and relax for a little bit.
All right, so the healthiest city in Texas would be Austin Round Rock.
I was going to say, not Austin.
No, the same thing. They put it together. I guess they factored in Round Rock.
Okay.
Physical activity is important to both physical and mental health. In Austin, the healthiest metro area in Texas, 17.8% of the residents reported no leisure time physical activity versus 27% of U.S. Americans who reported similar levels of inactivity. So, in other words, 10% lower than the national average when it comes to inactivity. Perhaps as a result, Austin's obesity rate... Everything all right in there?
Yeah, everything's good. Sorry.
Okay, sorry. Austin's obesity rate, 23.5%, about 5% lower than the national average. It's where all the beautiful people...
That's exactly what I thought that in the hippies.
Exactly right. So there.
It's Whole Foods.
Yeah. They got hippie holler, too, though. I'm just saying.
No. No, no.
That's what I'm saying.
No.
You don't put those two together.
No.
All right. The Oxford English Dictionary out with its list of new words for 2015.
Yes.
Awesome sauce.
Ooh, awesome sauce.
Means extremely good. Okay. All right. Chelsea being the youngest of the group, do you say awesome sauce?
No, I don't use the word awesome sauce. But honestly, the only time I think about it is that commercial, that like low credit score commercial.
Yes, where the girl's talking
to
her
awesome
sister.
Sauce. Oh my gosh, the only person who says awesome sauce is my sister. Wait, Julie? Yeah. That commercial. Oh,
you know that a little too well.
Okay. I watch a lot of TV, I guess.
I've seen that commercial.
That was a little too fluid. She just knew.
She did, didn't she? Yeah. Beer o'clock would be the appropriate time to start drinking beer.
Yes.
What is that time?
I don't know.
What's the definition?
Isn't that what they say? It's 5 o'clock somewhere?
Right, yeah, okay. O'clock somewhere.
It depends how cold they are.
Well, or it depends on whether you're on vacation.
Yes.
Or, you know, it's a regular day. All right. Brain fart. We obviously know what that is.
Oh, okay.
Butt dial.
Oh, okay.
That is now, those two phrases are now in the Oxford English Dictionary. Do you understand that?
Butt dial. Oh.
See, what's funny, though, is in 50 years when they're doing another radio show sitting here and somebody goes, oh, remember when butt dial was something? What's butt dial?
Well, and it's funny, too, because phones are getting too big to put in your back pocket now.
Yep.
And so I think it's almost even already become, people still call it butt dialing, even if it's like an elbow dial or something. I don't know.
Yeah, well, my thought is, though, you know, really, 10 years from now, we won't be dialing the phone in most cases.
Yeah, true.
We'll be talking
like
to
voice activated.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's fat shame.
Fat shaming.
That made it.
Oh.
Yep. Okay. Fur baby, you know, for your animal.
Mm-hmm.
MacGyver. Now this is okay. I like this. If you make
of course
a,
you do.
Right. Make a repair in some improvised, inventive way. You're using duct tape and something, making sure that it can work. You know, you just gather up whatever you have. And then squatting, the action or practice of making a swatting.
Oh.
That's when you make a hoax call for emergency services. Have you heard about that?
Oh, well, they would call, the gamers would do it to other gamers.
Yeah, exactly. And they've done it to some celebrities as well. Obviously,
not
good. Large number of police show up, and a lot of first responders are called swatting.
Okay.
Yeah,
there's a hostage situation at my house,
right, something like that,
and it's really not.
So there you go. Those are the, for better or worse, those are the latest additions to the Oxford English Dictionary. We may do some research. I'll see if I can find what was added 30 years ago and see if that, too. Even if we use or remember any of them.
Aggie fans, the Kevin Sumlin Radio Show moves to Rudy's Barbecue on Harvey Road for the 2015 football season. First show on the fall calendar Tuesday, September 1st, just before the Arizona State game at NRG Stadium in Houston. 1 hour of questions and answers with Coach Sumlin and the fans. First show airs 7 p.m. Rudy's Barbecue on Harvey Road, Tuesday, September 1st. You'll hear it all on the Aggie Radio Network. See you at Rudy's Barbecue September 1, 7 p.m. The Kevin Sumlin Radio Show.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
What images about marriage pop into your head when you hear the word love? Moonlit walks on the beach with your spouse? An unforgettable experience from years back? Or do you think of rolling up your sleeves and getting to work? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. It took a garden for Andy Stanley to learn that true love requires action. It happened one summer after his wife said she wanted to plant some vegetables in the backyard. Andy wasn't really interested in digging through the dirt. More importantly, he worried it would interfere with what he hoped was one of his wife's biggest priorities, himself. So he tried to talk her out of it. But then it hit him. This wasn't a question of whether he enjoyed pulling weeds. Love required him to look out for her interests, not his. With that insight, it wasn't long before he was in the garden with a shovel. The truth is, most of us have a tendency to treat love like a noun, a thing we get from somebody else. And if it doesn't measure up to our starry-eyed expectations, we simply toss it aside. Is it any wonder divorce rates are so high in a culture with an easy-come, easy-go mentality? Instead, we should train ourselves to think of love as a verb. In other words, as something we do rather than something we get. For help building a stronger marriage, go to focusonthefamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take this time to breathe deeply and close your eyes. Right now, you're completely in control. Unlike the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you tried removing those raccoons from the basement. Concentrate on the soothing sound of my voice. Release the memory of when you wrestled with that beehive in your son's treehouse. Let go of the time you thought that skunk was a cat, or when you pulled into the garage with your son's bike on top of the car. Deep breaths. Deep breaths.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Honey, and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards & More. It is 7:50. Practice is finally over, and it is time for the real thing. Here's Zach Taylor with our very first high school football report of the season.
High school football has returned to the great state of Texas. Let's start things off with the Bryan Vikings, who are coming off their first district championship in 15 years. There's a lot of buzz around the program, and Coach Ross Rogers says he's looking forward to another successful season.
We have high expectations. We know how hard it's going to be. We're going to have some luck, but if we work hard and keep playing hard, then good things will happen.
The Vikings are on the road tonight against the Montgomery Bears. Kickoff is at 7 with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150. The College Station football program may be a young one, but the Cougars sure didn't play like it last year, going 8-3 and making the postseason. Coach Steve Huff and the guys hope that carries over into this season, and it starts tonight against the Terry Rangers in their Veer offense.
You got to be focused. You got to take care of your responsibilities and make sure you're fitting gaps correctly, and then when you do, is not missing tackles.
Game time is set for 7:30 with pregame at 7 on Peace 107. We'll stay on the south side of town with the A&M Consolidated Tigers, who made the playoffs last year but fell to eventual 5A state runner-up Temple in the first round. Luckily for Coach Dave Raffield, he's got 15 battle-tested starters returning.
You know, it's funny, as coaches, we get caught up on the kids that we're coaching at that time, but we're also coaching those younger ones. And one of the rewards you get in coaching is watch a kid develop over the years.
Those starters will have their hands full tonight when they take on the visiting Coppers Cove Bulldogs at 7:30 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The Rutter Rangers limp to a 1-9 record in head coach Will Compton's first year, but with a full season under their belt, coach believes the team is ready to turn the corner.
You know, offseason went great for us. You know, this was the first year that we did spring ball. You know, spring ball was great for us. We were able to get those kids out there and, you know, really get them in position that we needed to be.
The Rangers will have their work cut out for them this evening when they welcome the Clean Shoemaker Gray Wolves to town at 7:30. Pregame kicks off at 7 on the Zone 102.7 FM. Now, rounding out area games tonight, the St. Joseph Eagles host Central Texas Christian at 7:30, while Brazos Christian faces off against visiting Cypress Christian at 7:30 as well. The defending 4A state champion Navasota Rattlers will be in action tomorrow night as they host Nuevo Leon at 7 o'clock at Rattlers Stadium on Navasota News 1550. To check out previews and podcasts of all of your favorite teams, go to BrazosFootball.com. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach, but actually things got started last night with the Snook Blue Jays as they hosted Hallettsville Sacred Heart. The Jays fell 29-22 in the season opener for both teams. It was the first game for Chad Leckler as the head coach at Snook. On now to the other football, where the number 4 Texas A&M soccer team welcomes foes from both coasts this weekend as they host a pair of matches at Ellis Field. The Maroon and White welcome UC Irvine and the Anteaters to College Station tonight at 7:30, and then tomorrow they'll host Florida Atlantic and the Owls at 6. And with a pair of wins, the A&M squad would be 4-0-0 for the second consecutive season and the sixth time in school history, for that matter. A&M volleyball is on the road to start the 2015 campaign and take on the number 2 team in the country, Stanford, at their very own tournament. First serve tonight at 6, they'll play Minnesota, then tomorrow at 4:30 at the Maples Pavilion in Stanford. Johnny Football's done for the preseason. Manziel's sore right elbow will keep him from playing Saturday night against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And Cleveland Browns coach Mike Pettine said, given the fast turnaround, probably not coming back for the second as well.
Just given the short week and just not wanting to put him out there against Chicago, I could see he'll just be down for the next two.
The Cowboys broke training camp in California. Dallas ended a 29-day run in Oxnard, and the Pokes head coach Jason Garrett liked what he saw from the Cowboys camp.
I thought it was outstanding. I thought we did a really good job in the offseason program, getting ourselves ready for training camp, and
And we believe in a rigorous training camp. We believe in getting in a football uniform and pads and practicing football and establishing the identity of the team.
Cowboys will be at team headquarters today before their preseason opener tomorrow against Minnesota. Down the road in H-Town, Texans backup quarterback Ryan Mallett missed practice yesterday for what Coach Bill O'Brien called personal issues. Brian Hoyer was named the team's starter Monday after competing with Mallett for the job. O'Brien says he thinks Mallett will be back for practice today, though. The Texans are in New Orleans for the Saints. That game's on Sunday. In Major League Baseball, Yovani Gallardo earned his 100th career victory as a Texas Ranger as they knocked off the Blue Jays yesterday 4-1.
It means a lot. You know, I think it's a lot of hard work, that's for sure. You know, it's a number that, you know, it's big. And I think, you know, just got to keep moving forward and getting more wins.
The Baltimore Orioles head to Arlington for a 7:05 start tonight. Houston had the night off. They're in Minnesota. Things start there at 7:10. And in the AL West, the Astros have 5 games in hand over the Rangers, and the Rangers are a half game ahead of the Angels. In the Little League World Series, Pearland hit a pair of dingers in the bottom of the 8th for a 9-7 win over Bonita, California. The Texas team nabbed the berth now to the U.S. Championship game, which will actually be played tomorrow. And in PGA action, Bubba Watson, Spencer Levin, and Camilo Vijegas start the second round play at the Barclays tied for first with a 5-under-65. Masters and U.S. Open champ Jordan Spieth shot his worst competitive round in 3 months, shooting a 4-over-74. And that's your sports brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards & More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards & More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More will put it there. Awards & More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
You can trust the best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley, BCR.
Your best career choice may be a career move to BCR Realtors. A career with BCR Realtors will have you trained by a top trainer with over 20 years experience who's devoted to helping you reach your goals. Not only that, but BCR's support team of over 50 specialists is there to help you advance your career. Plus, BCR Realtors includes built-in marketing to give you even more exposure to help you sell more. Becoming a member of the BCR Realtor team provides more opportunities for you across more areas of real estate. And what's better than joining a team who's consistently recognized for best-in-class performance? Make your next move a career move to BCR Realtors. Find out more by calling 694-8844 or click on bcrbcs.com.
The best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley.
Josh, what are you working on?
Shotgun shells and clay pigeons.
Did you forget we sell chocolates, not sporting goods?
No, these are chocolate shotgun shells and chocolate clay pigeons.
There's always something new at the Chocolate Gallery to suit your Texas style. Flavors like Chipotle smoked chocolate, habanero, and even Dr. Pepper. And yes, chocolate shotgun shells and clay pigeons that make great gifts and cake decorations too. The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Siana's Cakes. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan. Visit BC. CSChocolateGallery.com.
All across Texas and beyond, people are buying from Tom Light Chevrolet. Why? Because we constantly challenge ourselves to give you unrivaled savings. With the most competitive internet pricing available, there's no need to drive all over the map for the best closeout deals of the year. Tom Light Chevrolet has